We also are so thankful for Rabbi Yoel Karen as another of our broadcast partners who keeps us focused on the Temple Mount and all the preparations to build the next Jewish temple on the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem. I guess it's appropriate for me to say Chag Sameach because of the Jewish feast of Pentecost this last week. Would that be correct way to approach our conversation, Rabbi?
Sure, why not?
Well, I hope you had a great Pentecost. I want to get to that in just a moment, but I understand just before the day of Pentecost, there were hundreds of Jews that were allowed to go up onto the Temple Mount, and as I understand it, they kept most of the Muslims from entering the Temple Mount area. Talk to me about what happened.
Every now and then you'll see the security services will get wind of what the Arabs are up to. And I don't think that they had any intentions of making this a permanent thing. You never know, though. Stranger things have happened. But every now and then, just to teach the Arabs a lesson, they will do something like this and keep them off of the mount, let the Jews in, give the Jews more freedom while they're up there. And it's because they found out that people were being paid to come to the Temple Mount and start trouble before every holiday. And this is a way of punishing them for such behavior.
Well, indeed, it seemed to have caused an uproar in the Muslim world, but in particular over in Jordan. Some of the leaders of Jordan were very upset because the Jews, Israel, are allowing Jews up onto the Temple Mount. Now, you say this was just a temporary thing. Why in the world would the Jordanians get so upset about it?
Because the Jordanians know that once this happens once there's a time where the Temple Mount is for all intents and purposes, closed to Muslims, all of the other gates are locked, and the Mughrabi gate where the Jews are allowed in is left open, and Jews are allowed up fairly freely without having to wait in those long lines like we've seen over the past year, that once it's done once, it will eventually happen again, and it'll eventually become commonplace. And eventually the Temple Mount will be shared, like the Tomb of the Patriarchs in Hebron. They know that that's the way it's going to go eventually.
Why did not the Palestinians get very upset about it? Doesn't seem like they reacted that much. Jordan, are they the ones in charge of that Islamic Trust, or is it the Palestinians in charge of the custodial responsibilities on the Temple Mount?
Ultimately, the Jordanians are the ones who call the shots in the waqf. The Palestinians, they have a figurehead there that's sort of in charge of the whole thing, their Grand Mufti. But they'll do whatever the Jordanians tell them to do. And the Jordanians are trying to assert their control. And I'm sure the Israeli government would like that also, that all say of Islamic affairs on the Temple Mount would be handled by Jordan and not by the Palestinian Authority.
As you said, and it was indicated the next day on the feast of Pentecost, Shavuot, that indeed it was only a temporary thing because there were a number of Jews who wanted to go up on the feast of Pentecost, and they were stopped from entering the Temple Mount, were they not?
Yeah, absolutely. And I can say that was fully expected that they would do this. You know, it would send a message to the Arabs to stop this behavior that they're doing, that it's going to have the opposite effect of what they want. They want Jews to not show up. They want to cause trouble whenever they know that there'll be a lot of Jews coming up. And so they showed them one time, you know, here's what can happen. We can shut the mount down completely to Muslims almost and allow Jews to come up freely. So they not only sent a message, they got to see what would happen if they did it. They're floating a trial balloon here to see what's going to happen. There's a lot more at work here than we see.
Yes, that is very evident. Talk to us about Pentecost. I just mentioned that the Jewish people wanted to go up onto the Temple Mount on Pentecost. Please, for those eavesdropping on this conversation, explain the Feast of Pentecost, what it is focused on in history past, and help us to understand how you celebrate it.
Well, you know, the Bible tells us, the Torah tells us that from the Passover, we count these 7 weeks of days, and the last day there is the Feast of Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. And that, you know, it comes out to on the 50th day. That's where the word Pentecost comes from, the 50th. So the 50th day is the Feast of Weeks. This is a holiday. It's a biblical holiday. And traditionally, according to Jewish and Samaritan tradition also, by the way, this is the day that the Torah was given to Moses on Mount Sinai. the day that the people of Israel received the Torah, received the law at Sinai, and this is one of the things that we celebrate on that day. And in many communities, it's traditional for the Jewish people to stay up all night long on that night. You'll go to the synagogue, you have your festive holiday prayers, you come home, you have a nice festival meal with your family, and then people will go right back to the synagogue and begin learning. And there'll be different teachers and lectures, or sometimes people have a certain topic that they want to study in the Bible, and they'll read through that one particular thing all night long. But there'll be some sort of Bible learning, some sort of Torah learning going on all night long. And this goes on all over the country. Even there are even non-religious groups of people who they're not even really so religious. They're pretty much secular Jews. They'll take that one day out to learn all night long, to learn the Torah.
Wow. What an example. That is exciting to me. Somebody interested in studying the Word of God. By the way, the Torah, for those of you listening, may not understand what the Torah is. It's the first five books of the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And that was what was given to Moses there on Mount Sinai by the Lord. And to stay up and study all night, I am impressed. And I really think the Christian community ought to take that as an example and consider doing that sometimes themselves. Very, very interesting. Well, upcoming is Tish B'Av, and that is the commemoration of the destruction of the temples, the first temple and the second temple, and some other different events that happen in Jewish history as well. Now, I understand there is a petition out for the Temple Mount to be accessible to Jewish people for Tish B'Av. And how is that coming, or do you know anything about that?
I think they'll do it this year. I think they'll allow it. They allowed it last year. I stayed away simply because it was a very, very hot day, and I was fasting, and I knew I would get I tend to get really dehydrated, so I didn't want to jeopardize my fast by getting out and going out in the sun. But I think they'll do it again this year, and I think it'll be much nicer than it was even last year. I think they'll probably allow a lot more freedom this year, and we'll see, because for sure Muslims know what Tisha B'Av is. They know we're there to mourn the destruction of the temple and to ask God to give it back to us. And they'll do everything they can to stop us. If they can hold a riot, they will. And I guarantee you that what we call the Shabak, the General Security Service, or the Israeli Secret Service, they have their ears to the ground, and they know exactly what the Arabs are planning. And then we'll see what happens. We'll see what decision they make. If they decide to give the mount to us for that day, or if they decide to let the Arabs run us out with their threats.
Tish B'Av, the ninth day of the Jewish month of Av. How far away is that, Rabbi?
It's coming up, and I'm thinking in the Hebrew calendar. I don't exactly know what the secular date is, the calendar date, but it's coming up fairly soon.
Well, we'll report more about that. Keep our eye on whether the Jews will be allowed to go up on this very important date to them. The dates, actually, two different dates in different years. Tish B'Av, the ninth of Av, in two different years, and many years apart when the temple was destroyed. Rabbi Yoel Karen, our man, covering what's happening on the Temple Mount. Lots this week taking place. Very interesting report. Rabbi, thank you so much, my good friend, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me.